Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's showtime for Buffalo's AMC Movie Theater at the Market Arcade downtown. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is joining us live. Mayor, it's been 4 years since the last theater closed. How big a void was it not to have this?
Morning, Susan and Brian. It was certainly a void. That's why my administration worked so hard over the last 4 years to bring AMC to downtown Buffalo. We were very fortunate to partner with the Benchmark Group and AMC Theaters, the largest movie theater company in the world, to bring a state-of-the-art movie theater back to downtown Buffalo.
You know, it's been a long time since this AMC theater was first announced, and people have been getting hungry for it. You've been inside. Is it worth the wait?
It is absolutely worth the wait. Plush, power-heated reclining seats, online ticketing, chicken and waffle sandwiches, flatbread pizzas, you know, all of the other kinds of foods that you can find in movie theaters. Coca-Cola freestyle machines with more than 120 drink options. This is definitely state-of-the-art, and it is definitely worth the wait. It will be a great movie experience.
Wow, all that. People won't want to leave, you know? Now, we also hear, Mayor, that go ahead.
I said they will definitely want to hang out at this theater.
Yeah, but now they've applied for a liquor license. Are you in favor of that?
I am in favor of that. You know, that's another part of the experience that is state-of-the-art, 21st century. So I think that process is moving forward, and I do support it.
Now, looking at what this does to that area around Main Street, you know, I'm used to, if I go down there at night around Main Street, maybe to Mohawk or Big Ditch or one of the places in that area, typically, you can go there, find a parking spot on Main Street along where the metro runs without too much of an issue on a weekday night. This might change that with how many more people will be at that theater. Where are you hoping people park?
Well, this is, as you mentioned, Brian, it's a 650-seat theater, so it will bring a lot more people in downtown Buffalo. It's open 7 days a week. We've provided additional parking options for people so they can park at the city's Osberger ramp, parking ramp, which is at Pearl Street and West Chippewa. They can also park in the M&T Bank lot. It is a surface parking lot on Washington Street. Those options are $3, and there's also free on-street parking options in the evenings all throughout downtown Buffalo.
All right, Mayor, what would you want to see? I know there's 8 movies that are opening later today. Mission Impossible, or maybe is that not a good choice for an elected leader?
Well, I am looking forward to seeing Mission Impossible, also Equalizer 2. A lot of great movies there. It's an 8-screen theater, something that people want to see for every taste.
Hey, can't have you on without asking you about Chris Collins' seat in NY27. Now, Buffalo is not in that district, but you play a big role in the Democratic Party as the state Democratic Party chair. I was wondering if you have any role in the effort to keep Chris Collins on the ballot.
Well, at this point, there are many people that believe that Congressman Collins' name should not be removed from the ballot. I suspect there are a number of entities that are going to challenge that. So we'll have to see how that plays out. The Democratic Party has an excellent candidate in Nate McMurray, and I believe he's going to do very well in this race.
But do you yourself have any role in that effort?
At some point, I could have some role. We haven't made a determination as a state party to contest that. That could change, but it is my understanding that there are a number of organizations and entities that are looking at contesting Congressman Collins' name being removed from the ballot.
Hey, and earlier this week, you announced along with Brian Higgins some new development happening at the North Odd Block right by Canal Side there. It's been one of those areas where people go down to Canal Side and look around. Everything's so nice. And then they look at the North Odd Block and it's kind of this empty construction zone that nothing's been going on. That's expected to change. When do you expect it to look a little nicer on that particular block?
Yeah, that's all going to change, and Congressman Higgins and I and Senator Kennedy, Assemblyman Ryan, were able to make announcements for Governor Cuomo of $24 million additionally being spent at our waterfront in downtown Buffalo and different waterfront venues across the city and region. I expect in 2019 that will change. For the North Odd Block, it's going to be an investment of about $10 million to really spruce up that area and add to the momentum that we're seeing at Canal Side, downtown, our waterfront. So it's a very exciting announcement, and it shows that the investments from the state, the investments from the private sector, keep moving forward in Buffalo and throughout the region.
All right, it'll be great to see some action on that pit. And I know the bids go out this fall. Mayor, thank you. We appreciate the time. That's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.